You're listening to West Marin Community Radio, KWMR. 90.5 Point Reyes Station, 89.9 Bolinas, and 92.3 San Geronimo Valley.
KWMR is supported by Ken and Sam Levin Window Cleaning, helping West Marin, the San Geronimo Valley, and the North Bay see clearly for more than 30 years. Additional services include cleaning gutters and downspouts, as well as solar panels. They make house calls and can be reached at 415-663-9669 or kenandsamlevin at gmail.com.
And a very good afternoon to you, dear listeners. It is 5 o'clock, and that means it's time for Epicenter here on KWMR. So glad to have you here with us, tuned in. This is Epicenter on KWMR, West Marin Community Radio. You can hear Epicenter at 5 p.m. on KWMR or listen to recent archives at kwmr.org. I'm your host, Jeff Manson, and today our guest is Adrian Schenker, an LGBTQ+ community leader who has a focus on health policy and promotion, barriers to care, and health equity. He's the editor of the critically acclaimed anthology Bodies and Barriers, Queer Activists on Health, as well as a new collection on the subject called Crisis and Care. And Adrian is also the executive director of the SPAR Center, Marin County's only nonprofit community agency devoted to serving, supporting, and empowering the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community, and everyone in the county living with and affected by HIV. Adrian, welcome to the KWMR airwaves. So glad to have you.
So great to be here with you.
For today's Epicenter, the plan is to sort of provide our listeners with a general overview of the work that SPAR is engaged in, particularly as it relates to folks here in West Marin. But as I was just doing this introduction, it occurred to me that it would be really great for our listeners to hear a little bit about your own background and how you became engaged in this work that you are engaged in.
Yeah, I've been an LGBTQ activist my entire career. And really, that comes from growing up with lesbian moms in the 90s in New York and really being able to see from a young age how the world was not equal. My dad was able to get remarried when my parents got divorced. My mom couldn't. It was really just very evident that society wasn't made for us. I've focused on health equity because really without our health, we don't have our lives. So I've done a lot of work through my career leading. I led a statewide civil rights organization in Pennsylvania called Equality Pennsylvania. I was involved in the marriage equality fight. I've fought for non-discrimination rights. I've worked on legislation to end conversion therapy. And really the thing that has felt most exciting to me has been working to build community for LGBTQ people and working to enhance and expand health access for LGBTQ people and remove the barriers to care that often stand in the way of LGBTQ people living their full potential. At the SPAR Center, there's a 40-year history of the SPAR Center providing really important programs for our community, HIV prevention and care, as well as LGBTQ community programs. And so I was really excited to come out here to Marin County and to be part of this.
Well, we're glad to have you here. For our listeners that might not be familiar with the SPAR Center, just broad strokes, what is the SPAR Center? And could you describe the mission of SPAR?
Yeah, the SPAR Center is an LGBT community center, and we're headquartered in Corte Madera, but we serve all of Marin County. And we're 40 years old, actually. So it was started as the Ministry of Light by Reverend Dr. Janie Spar. 2 years later, it started what became known as the Marin AIDS Project. Eventually, Ministry of Light changed its name through a couple different iterations to the Spectrum LGBTQ Center, and Marin AIDS Project had become its own nonprofit. And then about 6 years ago, they merged and were reunited as the SPAR Center.
Great. And what kinds of community services are available to folks through the SPAR Center?
So we offer a variety of services, including for people living with HIV. We offer case management, medical case management, food pantry access, emergency financial assistance, benefits advocacy. We also are engaged in health promotion and HIV prevention, and that includes helping to navigate people to preventative HIV medication called PrEP, or pre-exposure prophylaxis, which is a once-a-day pill if taken in that format. There's also an injectable version that allows people to build up a chemical barrier to HIV that can prevent transmission. So we work to help get people in Marin County onto PrEP. We also offer syringe access, and which is to help people who use drugs stay both HIV negative and to help prevent overdose. And along those lines, we also do Narcan trainings and distribution. Narcan is medication that is widely accepted as overdose prevention medication. So we distribute that and train people throughout Marin on Narcan use. And then on our kind of community side of our work, we offer youth programs and older adult programs, support groups, community groups. We have therapy that is both free and sliding scale therapy for LGBTQ people and people living with HIV. We offer really a variety of programs, and we're really excited that this month we're launching a new program here in West Marin called Trailgazers, which is a hiking group.
I love the name, yeah. Too. Trailgazers, G-A-Y-Z-E-R-S.
Pretty, there has to be a Y.
I mean, clever. Come on. That is great.
Yeah. So,
yeah, tell us a little bit about the Trailgazers program.
Trailgazers is going to move around the county, but we're kicking it off here in the Point Reyes area. And this is about helping LGBTQ people and our social networks, our allies, kind of hike together. Build community through our beautiful open spaces and trails that Marin County has to offer. It's about helping to ensure that people who feel socially isolated can hike together, and also people who are not socially isolated but maybe are very social and they want more friends can help to find them. So the first, it's actually the fourth Sunday of every month at a different trail in Marin County, and this month's hike is on August 28th. At noon at the Bear Valley Trailhead in Point Reyes. And it's meant to be an easy 3-mile out and back hike. So all of the hikes that we do with Trailgazers are going to be either beginner or intermediate level hikes. It's not about training for the hiking Olympics. Yeah. This is about building community and really, really enjoying the beautiful landscape that our trails offer in this county.
It's such a great resource that we have, and I've enjoyed seeing different ways in which these resources can be used to build community. As you say, it's not necessarily just about climbing that biggest mountain. It's about getting out and getting to know people. And there's also been a lot of, we won't get into it now, but there are a lot of interesting events along those lines that our local Point Reyes National Seashore Association is hosting. So I could point people toward prinza.org if they want to learn about more community building events out on the trails. And just a shout out to the West Marin Collaborative, who's been working in conjunction with SPAR to sort of increase connection here in West Marin. Happy to have y'all here in the studio with us, actually, which is a rare thing these days, having live guests in the studio. We really appreciate that. And just looking through the SPAR recent newsletters, there is a ton of stuff that SPAR Center's doing right now. I want to just sort of mention a few things, just to give our listeners a sense of the scope of it. First of all, congratulations on being voted Pacific Sun's best LGBTQ plus event, the Queer Prom. That was great. And we've got one of your colleagues from the SPAR Center here. Can you introduce yourself to our listeners as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So my name is Fela Grelius, and I am the director of LGBTQ programs at the SPAR Center. Really happy to be here.
Glad to have you. And yeah, that looked like a very fun event, the Queer Prom. Can you tell our listeners just a little bit about that?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Queer Prom is probably my favorite event that we've put on at the Spar Center, and it was nice to be able to do it this year after not offering any sort of large community gatherings during COVID. And we held it at Falkirk Cultural Center in downtown San Rafael, and it's Renaissance themed, so the young people who attend get to choose whether they dress up as fairies or wizards or knights or wear formal wear, and they get together and have just a celebration together. It's really beautiful.
I love it. And I really do think the support of our youth from different organizations is so hugely important. And not to dive too deeply into the political landscape at large in this country, but we do see, you know, so many places in this country where LGBTQ plus youth are not only not necessarily being supported by their regional governments or local entities, but actually are, you know, not allowed to be who they are. And so I'm grateful to organizations like SPAR for providing that steady footing for our youth and our adults and, you know, people at all ages. Any thoughts in that realm of things?
You know, the world was not created to be equitable for LGBTQ people. So we're constantly trying to ensure that schools are safe and bully-free learning environments for LGBTQ youth. And outside of school, we're also trying to make space for LGBTQ youth as well. We offer programs for teens and both middle school and high school teens to connect with each other outside of school hours. And we offer programs in the schools to help to make sure that the schools themselves are safe and bully-free spaces. The Queer Prom, and we have another one coming up this fall, homecoming event, will be these are events that really provide a sense of wellness, a sense of, you know, people can be who they are and there's other people just like them. And I think that's really important. Fallon and her team do great work putting these events on.
And over 100 young people attend each of these dances, too, from all across the county. We have people who show up from Novato, from West Marin, South Marin. It's really a special space.
It's great. I look to the youth to be inspired often. We had a couple of activists from San Geronimo Valley on the air during the school year, part of the LGBTQ plus group at the high school formerly known as Drake. Archie Williams High School.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you. And just to hear how articulate folks are speaking about identity and speaking about just culture and society, generally speaking, is very inspiring to me personally. And just to see that evolution of consciousness within a few, you know, it's a long road, obviously. But these last few generations, I have cause for hope personally. Looking to folks. Let's see. I'd love to pivot just a little bit. This is stuff that surrounds is around the SPAR Center, but a little bit different. So you are also an editor of several anthologies of writing on queer activists and healthcare. There's a new book out called Crisis and Care, and there's a launch event coming up in August. Adrian, could you tell our listeners a little bit about that?
Yeah. My new book, Crisis in Care, Queer Activists' Response to the Global Pandemic, comes out actually next week on August 16th, and it'll be launched that day at Sausalito Books by the Bay, which is a beautiful bookstore literally on a dock in Sausalito. I keep saying if I'm lucky, maybe some seals will come for the book talk. But I'm told it has to rain for that to happen. But anyway, the book is about how LGBTQ people responded to this moment in time at the beginning of COVID, the first year of COVID, with so much uncertainty. Mm-hmm. How did we respond? How did we respond in terms of care for each other, care for ourselves? How do we respond in terms of making sure that LGBTQ people who are incarcerated had the care that they needed? How did we respond in terms of, fighting for data equity around COVID infections or vaccines? How did we respond when it came to reopening our world as more people got vaccinated? And how did some of us in the queer community do so with a disability justice lens. Mm-hmm. And so those are some of the conversations that this book talks about. And part of it's also, how did LGBT organizations respond to take care of our people? We pivoted programs virtual, for example, here at Sparse Center and many other LGBT centers transitioned programs to be accessible in our virtual world. And many of our organizations were not prepared to do that. We weren't very tech savvy before COVID. Some of us still aren't, but we really met the moment in time. And this book kind of looks at that first year of COVID. It's a collection of essays from activists all over the country on sexual health, on prison abolition, on healthcare advocacy, Medicare for all, a variety of topics that really coalesced at the beginning of the pandemic. And really, one other thing I would say is it's also meant to be, what did we learn that we can apply to future outbreaks, including the one we're living through right now, monkeypox, right? Yeah. Right now we have, unfortunately, another health concern to be aware of, which is the global spread of monkeypox. And from a public health standpoint, this is scary because it's spreading faster than I think some folks expected. Mm. But the good news is that LGBTQ people are generally not vaccine hesitant. And we learned that during COVID, that LGBTQ people were not the folks saying, I'm not sure if I trust this. I don't want this vaccine. Mm. We were saying we need vaccines. And that's what we're seeing right now is long lines. So the Sparse Center actually hosted Marin's first open monkeypox vaccine clinic last weekend, and we gave out 78 doses. We had a 100% show rate, meaning we gave out every single dose we were allocated. No doses were wasted. Yeah. Shots in arms is really important. And we're trying to educate our community about monkeypox prevention, inform our community about how to access vaccines, and remind our community that after you get the vaccine, you have to wait to allow the antibodies to develop inside your body in order to be protected. And that can take, good is wait 2 to 3 weeks after the first dose. Better is wait 28 days after the first dose. Most protection is 2 weeks after the second dose. And so we're doing a lot of community education to keep our community safe from this dangerous virus.
And we are grateful to you for it. Pivoting back, just thinking about this this book, Crisis and Care, I really think that is a really worthy subject to think about, both in terms of how it relates to the LGBTQ community as a wonderful case example, but also just broadly speaking for humanity. You know, as we're sort of dragging on with this pandemic, seeing others, it's difficult. I'd like to think back to that first year and sort of the innovations that we had to come up with in terms of not only, surviving a pandemic, but also in terms of equity and looking at how to take one another. And I just, as we sort of, there's some return to normalcy happening, there's some, we're getting used to living with this pandemic, I fear that some of those more inspiring moments from a sociological perspective are just quickly disappearing, back to business as usual. And
totally.
So
we should remember that moment in time. We should remember that while we were wiping down our groceries and really we're living through a moment where the best, smartest scientists in our world didn't have all the answers.
Yeah.
That people were creatively taking care of each other. People were making handmade masks to donate to folks. They were, we had LGBTQ health activists that were developing online sexual health information based on what we knew then at that moment about how to safely engage in our lives in a moment of uncertainty. Mm-hmm. You know, this was the resiliency of that period of time. But we should also just remember Aurora Levins Morales, one of my favorite writers, once said, "Only if we remember how much we lost can we acknowledge that we too have in fact survived." And I think that if we think about that first year of COVID, profound loss, there's no silver lining, profound loss. And then we look at the resiliency of communities that took care of each other, and we should be proud of how our community responded.
Yeah. And hopefully be able to carry whatever lessons were available to be learned
forward with us, as you mentioned, into, you know, whether it's another pandemic or just the pandemic of global income inequity in the, you know, as that we're facing as well. So so thank you for that. And thank you for your work here with the SPAR Center. In the brief moments we have remaining, anything else to share with our listeners? Other upcoming events, ways folks can get involved? How can they support the SPAR Center if they'd like to support the work that you all are doing?
First, in terms of supporting SPAR Center, we welcome that, and we invite our community members to connect with us on the SPAR Center's Facebook or Instagram. We just launched a new logo. We'll have a new website coming soon, but it's thesparcenter.org. And there's donate information there for folks who might be interested. And I want to let Fel actually talk about our LGBT community picnic coming up in just 2 weeks.
I am so excited for it to be happening, too. It's going to be at Stafford Lake Park up in Novato, and the event is called Kings, Queens, and Vaccines, and that's because it's a community picnic as well as a drag show as well as a COVID vaccination event, which is such a fun modge-podge of different activities together. We'll have Drag Story Hour in partnership with the San Rafael Library. We're going to have drag performers, and then we're also going to have live music featuring Bobby Joe Valentine. Yeah, it'll run from 11 to 3, and it's on Sunday, August 21st. Everyone's welcome.
And Bobby Joe Valentine is a local performer actually from Sonoma County, but who's kind of made it national with many of his albums, and we're really lucky to have him coming back to do a local show with us.
Well, that's great. Well, time has caught us, as expected would. Thank you both so much for taking the time and making the trek out to West Marin. And may this represent the beginning of more connection between the folks here in West Marin and the SPAR Center, generally speaking.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Epicenter is a series dedicated to community and public affairs in West Marin. If you have ideas for topics, email programming@kwmr.org. You can stream the audio archives of Epicenter shows on our homepage, kwmr.org.